Good evening, I'm John Yang. Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dismissed growing U.S. criticism of his leadership, his prosecution of the war with Hamas, and his plans for a military ground operation in Rafah. Netanyahu said international pressure would not deter him from carrying out the assault on Rafah and pressing for total victory. The prime minister approved plans for the operation late last week after meeting with his war cabinet. It comes as President Biden says the high death toll from fighting in Gaza is hurting Israel, and as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the top-ranking Jewish U.S. official and a strong supporter of Israel, said Netanyahu has lost his way and said there should be new Israeli elections. Today on CNN's State of the Union, Netanyahu fired back.
I think what he said is totally inappropriate. It's inappropriate for to go to a sister democracy and try to replace the elected leadership there. That's something that Israel, the Israeli public, does on its own, and we're not a banana republic.
Talks in search of an agreement for a pause in fighting, the release of Israeli hostages from Gaza, and a Palestinian prisoners from Israel are set to resume soon in Qatar. In Russia, polls have closed after 3 days of voting. An early return shows President Vladimir Putin with nearly 88% of the vote as he seeks a fifth six-year term. Earlier, anti-Kremlin demonstrators lined up outside polling places at noon, the hour set by supporters of the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny for a mass protest. Meanwhile, Ukraine launched a series of drone attacks in the Moscow region and beyond. Shelling in the Russian border city of Belgorod killed at least two people and injured a dozen more. 26-year-old man has been charged with murder in Pennsylvania and carjacking and weapons violations in New Jersey in connection with yesterday's shooting deaths of three members of the man's family in two different locations. His capture yesterday ended an hours-long standoff with police at a Trenton, New Jersey home. The manhunt shut down a St. Patrick's Day parade and amusement park and led to a shelter-in-place order. Police said the shootings were the result of a domestic situation. And there's been another volcano eruption in southern Iceland, prompting evacuations and a declaration of a state of emergency. It's the latest in a series of eruptions since December. A glowing 2-mile fissure has sent lava onto major roads. A nearby small town and popular geothermal spa were evacuated following the eruption. Officials say barriers protecting residential areas are holding for now. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, what's behind a decline of support for LGBTQ plus rights? And the life, career, and achievements of scientist and chemist Stephanie Kwolek.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.